Hi, this is Lisa Vitale and Gerald Jack for Blockchain Is Us. Today we're going to talk about blockchain. I was just talking to Jerry, my husband, and we were talking about all the money that we have spent. We've been married 20 years. Money, poor investments. I don't mean in the market. I mean in, we were involved in a network marketing company many years ago. We were, you know, great consumers of the products. And I believed in the internet because I had already been a financial person before then. It was in the very early 90s that I was first in the financial business. And I believed in the power of the internet, and the internet was in its infancy then. Yeah. And this company had an internet presence real before all these other people did. And I believed in that. You know, and now look, you know, we were right, but we were early. And it doesn't pay to be early. It doesn't pay to be a pioneer. You get too many arrows in your back. And you can go broke. You can be right and you can go broke being right. That's, you know, not that we went broke. I'm just saying we spent a lot of money. We're talking about today of all the bad decisions we made because we trusted somebody. And that's actually what Free the Wizard, our website, it has a picture of me, and because I was in the mental health and personal development, well, mental health, my background is psychology, biology, physiology, science. And then I went into finance. So it's no more smoke and mirrors, no more blah blahs. And I know all about that. And I was talking about the rat holes I've gone down in my life because I do another podcast about me. It's called Me, Money, and Mold. And it is about, anybody wants to listen, it's about preventing other people from going down those rat holes. And we say it in a nice way. It's help you shorten your learning curve so you don't feel like life is happening to you, because in the past, it was. It truly was. I mean, there were lots of train wrecks. I mean, you cannot look at them as train wrecks now, but you can think we survived them.
Yep.
So we might as well help other people not have to go down those rat holes. Mm-hmm. To our credit, Jerry, we were busy people and a family. You had a business. I was working. And actually, that other network marketing, that's primarily what I did for what? I don't know, 4 or 5 years. We spent a ton of money and got a lot of nothing. And so we talk about blockchain a lot because blockchain is technology that will, it's peer-to-peer. You have a product, you sell the service, or a product or service, you sell direct to the consumer. It's going to change, as Jerry laughs, he said, you think it's going to change the world? It already is starting to change the world. There are parts of the world where currency is, there's no middlemen who have made a nice living at doing a lot of nothing. Your days are numbered.
Yeah, collecting the premium.
Collecting, you know, when they say value added, you know, it's value added. So you got to pay me to get to this person, and this person's got to pay, you know, you all that crap. That's crap. A lot of that's going to be it's going to be gone. So if that's how you've made a living or you're making a living like that, do something else. Seriously. Because you will see your margins. You are the margin. You are the margin that you added on to, which Jerry knows all about that. Consolidators came into his industry many years ago. Now, he was the commercial printer. Had all this equipment, all these people they employed, right? All this money out in the street and people and buildings and equipment that they had to have. And you were the producer. Right. And you had paid all these people to produce this product. Right. And he had some great big clients like pharmaceutical companies. And consolidators came into that industry. I don't know how many years ago, 20, probably about when I met you, the ship was sinking, starting to sink. I didn't know it, but the ship was starting to sink. And they came in and it was like they extorted money That's pretty much what it was. Did you feel like you were being extorted?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah, you were.
It was
legalized extortion.
Yeah.
Pretty much. They didn't do anything. They had no vested interest in either end. They didn't have any vested interest in the product being, you know, great, being a good product, and they had no vested interest in the customer, only that they got paid. That's it. How many industries, if you're listening, have you been subjected to where you start looking at what you've paid for? Gee, you know, I paid this. We were talking about when we sold a house. We don't even know where we were supposed to take the money from our primary residence and stick it into where we live now. And we're like, where did that money go? I mean, we were supposed to take most of it, and neither one of us could figure out. It's like, okay, it's history. We got to let that go. How many people out there experience that? You're like, you know, we paid them how much to do what? Really? I know when we were selling that house, we had three realtors. We went through three different realtors. We finally sold it at an assessed value. We took an at least $100,000 loss selling that house after we had put about $100,000 in, so about a $200,000 loss. We couldn't afford to do that, but we did it. And this one realtor sent people to our house. I remember paying the exterminator who said that they said that we had termites. Do you remember this? And I went to the house, let the guy in, and he drilled holes in our foundation. And then as I'm writing the check out, signed the check, I gave it to him. I wish I'd had a camera on me. Wish I had one of those camera vests like I would have loved having one of those. Because I said to him, as I'm handing the check to him, and I said, we don't have termites, do we? And he said, no. He did. Jerry's looking at me like, really? Because he was at work. And I knew we didn't. And he said, no. So that was $1,200. Then that realtor sent, unbeknownst to us, she sent an engineer to our house, who we had to pay after all was said and done. And he told her that we needed to jack up the house because of the beam in the basement. Do you remember that?
It was sitting on a block.
It was sitting on a block. And he didn't want it on the block? I don't remember. All I remember is she called us up and said, you have to jack up your house. Like, you know, in other words, you have to change your underwear. Oh, really? We have to jack up our house. And needless to say, she didn't get the deal. After she cost us, I don't know what else she did. I forgot. I tried to block it out of my mind. Yeah. And she actually was like another realtor, didn't speak to us because we kept telling them what we wanted, right? I mean, I don't know. If you're a realtor and you know what you people do. You want it. You want people to put as much money as they can into a house so you can walk away with your 6, 7, whatever percent. And, you know, everybody gets paid. And the person holding the asset is like, where's my asset?
Yeah,
it
all got chipped
away. Where's my asset? Like, and you know what? Blockchain has already started changing that industry. So I don't know about you, but if you own a home, unless you're a realtor, if you're a realtor, the tsunami is coming. That's all I can say. And I know a lot of people are like, I want in on that deal. I want in on that deal because I have paid you people way too much money to do way too little. So we do invest in a company that has a lot to do with blockchain. So I want in on that deal. But there are other companies out there that we are involved with that I would consider blockchain. And that's Legal Shield, ID Shield. We are the marketers for that. And we are the liaison between Legal Shield and you, the company, the customer, and the firms, 50 firms in this country and however many in Canada. And you're not going to get any closer to the legal industry and having and being part of a company that uses economies of scale, because people say it's $24.95 a month. How good could it be? Well, they don't understand economics, because these firms are already paid. They're paid a third of what the membership's fee that we bring in. So it's a third to the company, a third to the lawyers, and a third to people like us. And it's a very affordable service. And if you are smart enough to use the perks that LegalShield has put together, over 500 companies that you could take advantage of, that you're probably taking advantage of already, like Amazon, insurance companies, Verizon. The perks that you get will pay for the membership and then some, more than pay for it.
Yeah.
Right? You'll save family of four would save over $2,000 a year. If you just use the perks, it's certainly going to pay for your membership. And the more you use your membership, the more you realize the value of the membership. Like my mother is a member and she's in New York State. And when her stuff goes through with the lawyer that she already started this, this will process with, we're taking all of this to LegalShield. Because it's in my experience with this attorney, this law firm, it's a laborious task. It might have been a botched deal. I went in with questions, came out more confused, and it's like they withhold information. I can't explain it. Why do they withhold information? They want to bill you more. I mean, I can see it now, having been experienced LegalShield attorneys. You learn stuff about the law industry, not just laws change, but you learn what their deal is.
Yeah.
You learn how they maneuver people, their own clients. You know, they're sort of sizing people up. Well, where do they live and how much do they make and what can I get out of this? And I'm sure if any attorney listening is like, no, that's not what we do. Uh-huh. That's what you do. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do. That's what a lot of people do in a lot of industries. They said it one day on CNBC. If people live in New York City, you know this. You're paying more for groceries than everything else, depending on where you live. If we had our patio done, I would go out and get three estimates. People in the neighborhood that we live in, they spend a fortune on their patios. And I said, of course you do. You live in this neighborhood. They think we're all multimillionaires. Right? They do. So they figure, well, you know, it's crazy. It's done everywhere, but you don't have to participate in it. That's what I'm saying. If you have LegalShield and you have IDShield, you're protected from LegalShield. You're really protected because you can call the law firm and ask questions before you do stupid stuff with your life. They're really trying to protect you from you. That's really what it's about. LegalShield is really trying to protect you from doing stupid stuff. And of course, IDShield is trying to protect you from doing stupid stuff too. Like, you know, like what, Jerry? Like a lot of stuff.
Like getting your information out.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah. So, anyway, what else? Is that it?
You're ranting, yeah.
I'm ranting. I like ranting. You know why? Because people might actually listen. We're not perfect. That's what these podcasts are about. These two podcasts is we're trying to prevent people from going down the rat holes we've gone down. Right? We play the Matrix,
yep.
And you have too. Free the Wizard is my website, our website, and I'm shooting arrows at two huge industries that I've been involved with. Personal development or mental health. Not mental health so much, but personal development. And I've been involved with. I haven't participated on the economic side because I thought a lot of it was bullshit. And it is. And the financial industry, same thing. A lot of it is bullshit. And, you know, those people used to make a lot of money. And as things changed in the financial industry, they had to find different ways to make their money. I'm sure people know that. Yeah, they used to make a lot of money moving stock. It was transactional. Then they went to fees, and then they conjured up all these stupid things that people mindlessly put money into, like an ETF. And so when my husband's looking at me, well, let me just say this. When the market crashes next, anybody in an ETF, for the most part, is going to lose their money, pretty much. Yep, because he's smiling at me. It's not funny.
I'm smiling at you because...
I'm ranting.
You're ranting.
I'm ranting.
You went from one subject...
Well, because this is blockchain. This is what it's all about. No, listen to me. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Goodbye. No, I'm not. I'm not. We're talking about blockchain.
Yeah.
Blockchain, the premise of blockchain.
Okay, well...
The premise of blockchain is peer-to-peer.
Right.
So if you're an intermediary, a middleman, and you've made your money that way, I mean, and Jerry, in the
people,
next...
Yeah,
and here's the other thing. Not even that. No, about the market?
No.
There's a lot of people. There's trillions of dollars in ETFs.
Oh, trillions.
And trillions. We have a $22 trillion debt in this country. There's like trillions in these instruments that people have put you in. You probably don't even realize it. So I will say goodbye after this. I'm just saying, look at your investments and figure out if you have ETFs. Yeah.
And how did you get them?
And how did you get them? Well, remember the guy that we gave money to 3 years ago? I thought he was going to do something with individual stocks, and he put us in ETFs. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. All right. Let's see. If you have questions, send them to Jerry. t40.jjack@gmail.com. I'm kidding. You can send them to... Well, that's his email. And my website's got my picture there. So it's my website, freethewizard.com. And the name of this podcast is Blockchain Is Us. Pass it along. Because aside from my rants, there's some really good information here that can help a lot of people. So we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.